This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com if you want to reach us by phone, 844-551-8255, and we'd love to hear from you. So here's the thing. What's going on with the Russia investigation? Everybody wanted a special counsel, didn't they? Now, we've heard nothing from Mr. Mueller. That's his name, Mueller. I almost said Schiller, but it's Mueller. We've heard nothing. Now, you might say, oh, Kevin, he's... hunkered down. He's looking for all this evidence. Great. Continue doing it. What's Donald Trump doing? Does he act like a worried guy? Is he scrambling around, hiding bones, you know, putting servers and closets in his bathroom basement or anything? No. He's out there doing your will. You elected him. Good for you. We did. All of us, right? And the left can't handle it. They can't handle that. Donald, look, again, guys, I want to be very clear. I did not give a rat's behind about Donald Trump during the election. When he declared, I thought, what's the big deal? It isn't that I didn't respect him as a person. He's a billionaire. He's done well. But I didn't think he was serious. And I don't think he thought he could win. You guys, look, we're going through some old ground, old territory here. But I want to set the backdrop. Once he determined that he was going to go for it, he went for it, he won. I told you guys we're going to start looking at him objectively. I'm evaluating Donald Trump the same way I evaluated Barack Obama, by his deeds. And I'm telling you right now, you are watching a rock star. Doesn't mean a week from now, 2 weeks. One of my buddies sent me a text saying, Kevin, why is he giving money to Somalia or whatever? And I got to dig into that story because I haven't done it yet. But supposedly we gave $3 billion away. And he said he wasn't going to be doing this. So I'll dig into that. And if I don't like it, I'm going to let you know. But what I've seen so far and what you've seen, you cannot possibly not like Donald Trump. I've seen people try. I watched Ann Coulter. He's making this move, that move, whatever. People want Donald Trump to stop a passenger liner on a dime. Stop that big ship from moving forward. What do you think happens in this government that you can just go, and then change course? You have to let the thing, get a little bit more, get out to sea a little bit before it turns around. It doesn't turn on a dime. He is turning this economy the fastest you could possibly turn it as a president of the United States. I don't think anybody can. You can disagree, but you would just be wrong. Face it. Don't be mad. So he's turning that around. What has happened in the terms of America's foreign policy position? It's rock star. Oh, he didn't get the Chinese to do whatever. Donald Trump has gotten the Chinese to do exactly what he wants. Do you think, China and Russia are suddenly just going to be like, now it's Donald Trump. We're going to turn our policy around. That's not how it works. They know that every administration only lasts 8 years. We're talking about certainly the Chinese, one of the oldest civilizations on the planet. And you think, I don't know why Xi Jinping isn't done with it. He's not going to just move on a dime. He's going to watch Donald Trump. He's going to see the public opinion, which brings me to you. See, this is where you come in. By the way, I want you all to go to teapartycommunity.com. The site is about to flip over. You will have access to it on your mobile phone, iPhones, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be rock star status. So I'm ready for you to move, guys, okay? But here's the point. What they're waiting on. What the world is waiting on is for America's opinions to change. It's not worried about Donald Trump. It looks at the leader and has to make immediate decisions. Do we support troops? But in the long run, they're wondering, what's happening to you? When did you lose your sanity? When you look at the world and you say,
the world has become more socialist, Kevin.
Yeah, because you have. You've allowed America. They're looking at you. They didn't care about Barack Obama. What they cared about is the people behind him. Who are the legislators? What are they doing? These are the fools, the morons, the idiots, the imbeciles. I got lots of words for them who have been running your government. who have been telling you what to do, how to do it. They say jump, you say ha, 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 ha. So the point is, that's what the world looks at. What is the sentiment of the American people? When you get tough, the world goes, oh, geez, let's leave America alone. These people got they need a cup. But if you don't get tough, then they say, aha, I sense weakness. Sure, they sensed weakness in Barack Obama. He's weak. He's a pansy. Never should have been president. Look, I don't care if that offends anybody. I don't. Oh, Kevin, you're jealous. I'm not jealous of Barack Obama. Let me tell you, there are some people that deserve my jealousy, but it ain't Barack Obama. I don't want any part of his life. I don't want to have gone to his church. I don't want to have awakened next to his wife. I don't want to have raised his kids. I don't want to have smoked reefer with him in the Chum gang. I don't want to have hung out in the, what do they call them, the bathhouses with him and Skinny Rom. I don't want any part of Barack Obama's life. There's no appeal.
Oh, yeah, sure. You don't want to hang out with Jay.
No, I don't want to hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm sorry. Does that break somebody's heart? A black man does not want to hang out with Jay-Z? No, I have no interest in those clowns. So there you go. I have no jealousy of this man. I only look at what he did to this country, and I go, why would I want to be around somebody like that? Some dude that's ready to hit you in the back of the head with a hammer every time. What are you doing with a hammer, Barack?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I saw a nail in your head.
What? Get the thing out of here. So what's the jealousy? These are very simple things, folks. Donald Trump has gone to I need to recap this for you. He's at the G20 summit. Well, he went to Poland. They treated the dude like he. I don't know who's a Polish rock star. Give me a Polish rock star. Look it up. Go on Google. Give me a Polish rock star. But whoever it is, Lech Walenza. Okay, I know he was a leader. They treated him like he was Lech Walenza. Then he goes and he meets with Putin and he's like, hey, what's up, baby? And Putin's like, what's up with you, baby? And everything's, is it cool? No, but Putin says we can finally begin to build a relationship. And let me tell you something. No matter how, Putin knows exactly what's about to happen. And let me explain it to you, because I also got some clips I'm going to play for you guys to show you that I know what I'm talking about. You are listening to the right brother on the radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show. Putin knows Donald Trump is going to free Europe, Poland, and all of them on their dependence on Russian gasoline. And that's when things are going to change dramatically for Putin. He's not trying to shut Putin out, but he's definitely going to make Putin understand that we will get natural resources to Europe if you want to use that, make that, use them as a hostage. It's not going to happen. And Trump's doing that. And I told you guys he would use our economy as a weapon, and he's starting to do it. We'll get to that here in a bit. Glad you're with me. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Get my book, Race Pimping, at racepimping.com. It comes autographed to you. People are asking for my first book, The Big Black Lie. It's not in print, but you can get it on Kindle and all that other stuff. And it's on Amazon. So hopefully you'll get it there and get many millions of your other friends to do the same. Here's what I want to talk about today. I think the theme of today's show should be, I feel sorry for the left, as sorry as I can feel for them. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I don't feel, it's kind of a mixed emotion because I don't really care about them in the sense of their politics. I actually do want to punch them in their lips for the sense of their politics, but I feel sorry for them because I don't want to be mean to them, because it would be like punching somebody who's a moron, you know, who really just doesn't get it. It would be like punching your child, because yeah, children are the dad. You don't want to punch them. You just look at them and go, God, I wish you'd grow up so you can understand stuff. But it's your job to teach them. So how can you get mad at people that it's your job to teach? I'm trying to tell you that the left are children. Wake up, people. Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? It is. Good. The left are like children. But I feel sorry for him in a way. I do and I don't. I feel sorry for him metaphorically. You know what I'm saying? Not for reals, but I do. And here's what I'm talking about. They have nothing. This has got to be the most perplexing thing. The left never felt sorry for us in the sense of we had nothing. They were felt sorry for us because we couldn't get anything done. We had scandals on top of scandals. We had first the incompetence, the blatant incompetence of Barack Obama. I want you to think about how the world works. Think about House of Cards if you watch that show and ask yourself how Obama dealt with those issues and how bad. If you wonder how the world is in such a bad situation, and particularly in the United States, watch House of Cards, apply Barack Obama as president, think about how they're setting up certain scenarios that are real scenarios and how he handled them, and you'll get your answer. I mean, it's a complicated world, and Barack Obama didn't have the intellect of a mustard seed. I'm just telling you, be mad at me if you want, but it's the truth. He came across, he acted and looked presidential, as they like to say, but good for him. In Hollywood, they call that, what is it? Acting. Oh, yeah, that's the word. So you've got an incompetent trying to run the country and blowing it. And then you get somebody that knows what they're doing. And the left, they've got nothing. When we were going after Barack Obama, we were mad for Fast and Furious, trying to run arms into Mexico so he could scare the Mexicans and creating this need for us to offer asylum. That's what that was about. Nobody's going to tell you that. He got Mexican citizens killed, American citizens, including our Border Patrol people killed. Nothing. The VA, killing people on VA waiting lists. Nothing. They want us to just be quiet. So what? They're killing veterans. People that fought for your rights. Who cares? So he did that. Benghazi. Come on, y'all. Look, Benghazi on its surface. Let's just go back. Because I know you hear the word and you're thinking, okay, there they are again with the Benghazi thing. No, I want you to hear it this way. On 9/11, in one of the hottest areas in the world, in the Northern Africa, which is practically the Middle Eastern region, we don't protect our embassies and our consulates. On 9/11, with all the chatter, all right? Then, when our guys are under fire, whether you believe it or not, we didn't send anybody over to help them. That's a fact. So ask yourself, either you're grossly incompetent or you're complicit. One or the other. So all I'm getting at is there are many things in the Obama administration you can look at and you go, we have lots to be mad about. This so-called soaring economy where the unemployment rate was dropping, but the number of people who were looking for jobs was going up, you know, actually they quit looking, which is the reason why the number of people unemployed during the time of Obama was the most in American history. The amount of debt that we've carried, he put double that in terms of all the other presidents. He doubled it, and he had a budget that was $1 trillion larger than the biggest budget we ever had, and he had it for the entire time he was president. And on top of that, he printed another trillion invisible dollars through what they called was quantitative easing, and that's what kept the economy going. Effectively, Barack Obama spending an additional $1 trillion a year for nothing. To give away in welfare programs and all that. 16 million more people on welfare, and people call it success. That's what we dealt with this man. The left, we had plenty to be mad at them about. So let me ask you this. What do you think you're mad at Donald Trump about? You mad at this new foreign policy where people actually respect us? You mad about domestic policy? What are you mad about? You mad that Trump can name the companies where he's creating jobs? You mad? Are you mad? I would sound like, you mad? Getting all ethnic on him. But are you mad that the whole capitalist system has been upended because now companies know that over the next 2 decades, they're going to make changes, be able to make changes that allow them to be profitable, allow them to create jobs and to innovate? Are you mad about that? Are you mad Ask these leftists that are out there getting jobs, that are getting renewed sense of I don't know, who they are, identity, because they now can go out and find real jobs. I'm not talking about fruit pickers. I'm talking about IT jobs. I'm talking about manufacturing jobs, the stuff that Barack Obama said was gone and we would have to get used to because it could be gone for good. That's what he said. How could it be gone for good? It could be gone for bad, but it can't be gone for good.
There will be no more manufacturing jobs in America. Y'all just need to get used to it. We got to innovate. We got to do something else. Green energy is where it is.
We'll talk about that in a minute, because McAuliffe is under fire in Mississippi. The governor of Virginia is under fire in Mississippi for green energy. So what are you mad about? Are you mad that Donald Trump is not a politician, but is instead a realist? See, in case you're wondering why Trump gets it right so often, I just gave you the secret. He's a realist. He gets it right on things like illegal immigration. The left are like, he's a xenophobe. He hates Mexicans. No, he's a pragmatist who understands that if you allow 20 million people on your border to come over illegally, thwarting your legal system, not only have you violated your tax-paying citizens, but you've created problems that you're not going to be able to address long-term. Protect your borders. That's pragmatist. That has nothing to do. That would be like you saying, hey, there's somebody sitting in the middle of your living room who just ate all your food and is running up an electric bill because they're going to grow marijuana or something in a warehouse out in your garage after you come home from vacation, and you go, well, what color is he? Was it Mexican? Because if he's Mexican, I'm cool with it. But if it was a white guy, then I'm mad. No, it doesn't matter what color it is. It's like me hearing about somebody,
person was shot on the street. You know, a little girl was shot on the street by somebody. I don't go, well, what color was the killer?
See, that's pragmatist. When you just say, that's a tragedy and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Trump has been right on Muslim terror. He's been right on trade. He's been right on the dollar devaluation. Why? Because he's a pragmatist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
That this could have been one of the most productive, promising meetings President Trump has held.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was David Gergen. And he's talking about, hey, Trump did his deal, baby. Look at this. Blah, blah. He goes on to explain it. We'll play the rest of the clip here in a bit. Welcome back. Yeah, look, he's only validating what we already know. You finally got somebody that understands that the world is a complicated place. But let me tell you how you keep things uncomplicated. Because when I was growing up, and I talk about this to my kids, so I hope this can help you with your children or maybe even with yourself. Because people look at things that need to get done and they see it and they're like, wow, that is just so daunting. It is. Most big problems in life are indeed daunting. You want to build a skyscraper, which is what Trump does for a living. For those of you who don't know, it's daunting. There are so many nuts and bolts and pieces that go into it all that if you just look at the building, you go, how does that happen? How does man build these monuments, these man-made mountains? And they do it step by step, little by little, piece by piece. It's the same way you get through life. Your life is complicated. But you know how you've learned how to deal with it? Piece by piece, little by little. But you know what the big picture, what you do that leftists don't understand? You know what you want. You've been taught to look at the end game. Donald Trump can see the vision of the building. And then he starts piece by piece, building blocks. Isn't that what you teach your kids? Look, son, you're one day going to get married. You're going to have a family. You're going to need to do this. You're going to need a career. But leading up to that, pick up your socks. While your underwear on the floor,
all you do is say negative things to me, Dad.
Yeah. Because I'm giving you the building blocks. Little by little, you start organizing your life. You start understanding that you have to be more responsible. You have to be a good human being, a person of character. You have to study hard. You have to really learn your craft. And by the time they're 10, you're frustrated. At 12, it gets a little worse. By 15, you're dealing with all the other social implications and all that. And by the time you spit them out, at 18, as long as you don't spit them into the colleges, then they're pretty well ready to go. They're going to need you, but they're going to need you less. Will you quit worrying about them? No. But you've built a building. You've, piece by piece, you've built an aircraft carrier. You've built a bridge. You've built a networking computer. You've done it chip by chip, printed circuit board by printed circuit board, etch by etch. You've created something, and it is a little masterpiece that's going to go out and do what it does. But you know how to do that. Because you've always looked at the big picture. If you saw your child as a science person or whatever, you geared them in that direction, and then you started the building blocks differently, right? You started putting on floors and wings and different things. You put in an elevator system, whatever. You get what I'm saying metaphorically. You did what it took to build an amazing building. And they're going to take that same logic, and they're going to help their kids. If their child is a good artist, they're going to encourage that. They're going to move them into that direction. They're going to let the child go, and they're going to, little by little, understand the vision, where they want them to go, and they're going to, little by little, get it there. That's how it happens, folks. That's the way all successful people work. They understand the vision. Tiger Woods knew he was going to be a great golfer by the time he was 5 years old. And his dad started the building blocks. So what's Trump do? Trump looks at the world. He looks at America and he says, huh, you know what? They've torn down part of our building. But I still recognize it. It still says America on it. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rehab it. And I know exactly what it's going to look like. And I know what it's going to take to do that. So let's start looking at the contractors that it takes to make that happen. Now, I want to finish this Gergen piece, what he says, because it talks about the international piece of this. And Trump understands how that plays in. Like I said before, when I watched him deal with the Chinese and they sent that coal ship back to North Korea and they took our coal, Trump knows how to weave the global picture into the vision of America. When he's rebuilding the building of America, refurbishing it as it were, he will include Russia and China and Europe and all these other things. That's what you can feel good about. There is no way Barack Obama was going to make our Barack Obama had wrecking balls hitting America, the building, from all sides. He tried to knock it down. Oh, he said it was a rehab, but it wasn't. He wanted to destroy it. Now, whether he did that knowingly or unknowingly, does it matter? I mean, if your house burns down, did it matter that it was an accident or that somebody committed arson? It doesn't matter. All your memories are gone. How everything that you were, you know, from a your history, if you will, burned down in it. Doesn't matter that little Johnny accidentally struck the match or that old Papa, you know, Papa Jones let the cigarette hit the sofa and it burned. Who cares? You want to be mad at somebody, you're going to figure out who to be mad at, but at the end of the day, the house is burned. Here's the rest of that clip.
Since he took office. The very fact that now the meddling is on the table, we may have disagreements about how that conversation developed, but that they're developing a framework for future cyber attacks and how they're going to handle it on each side and how they're going to keep the Russians out of the U.S. and other countries, that is promising. And this agreement in Syria could be very promising. It is a multi-state agreement, not only with the Russians and the United States, but also with Jordan and Israel. And if we could start working together with the Russians, that's something John Kerry wanted to do in the Obama administration. If we could start working with the Russians more closely on Syria, that could be very promising, too. This was presidential. This was big league stuff.
Big league stuff. That is exactly what it was. Big league stuff. And I don't know. I go look up David Gergen, G-E-R-G-E-N. If I'm not mistaken, he's a leftist, but I don't know. Go find that out for yourself. But what I can tell you is he's exactly right. And he said it publicly. I don't think this was on Fox. I forget where I got the clip. But here's what I will tell you. He put that out there. As opposed to us talking about Russia and the conspiracies and all that. By the way, where is that? Ask earlier where it is. Nobody's talking about the negative of the Russia stuff. forget that it doesn't exist. It's a BS snipe hunt. That's never stopped the left. They're not talking about it because there are too many other things they need to be talking about. And how Donald Trump, when he finally had his first meeting with Putin, and how it went, when Donald Trump says to Putin, hey, what about the hacking? Is he going to address it? He's Putin's puppet. Really? So what about the hacking? And oh, by the way, Vladimir, we're going to be dealing with this oil issue, and we're going to be dealing with the United States. How do you think the Russian economy, which is being propped up by practically one thing, the Russian economy is propped up by their oil. What do you think is going to happen when I deal with that issue, Vladimir? When I get the Chinese to start delivering Chinese crude, yeah, you got to reformat your refineries. But that's a pretty easy thing. I mean, not easy, but it can be done. I don't know if you guys know much about oil and gas, but once somebody gets a particular type of crude, they have to formulate it in a manufacturing process to deal with that particular grade. It's got a certain amount of sulfur, you know, a certain amount of carbon, a certain amount of various content that can, you know, that they set the manufacturing center up, the refinery up, to remove the impurities and do all kinds of things, and then they've got additives and all that. If you're getting, say, Nigerian Bonny Light, and suddenly the Chinese want to start shipping their crude to you, you have to your refinery has to undergo an enormous process change that says, okay, there's this much sulfur content in this type of crude versus another. By the way, Bonny Light is considered a very good grade of crude oil, the Nigerian gasoline, because it has less sulfur, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe one of the GEO guys can remember. I've been out of it a long time. I can't remember. But you can't set it up. So the only point is, you'll know when things are happening on the foreign affairs front. When you start hearing about Europe changing over its refining process to take on Chinese crude or to take on another type of crude, or they have multiple facilities that can manufacture the crude and turn it into something else, or when you start seeing green energy programs like compressed natural gas and things like that going into Europe, you're going to see the change in the Russians. And I guarantee you, Donald Trump's looking at this. He's not going to go to war with Russia. He'll go to war with them over their currency, because that's the smartest way to go to war. I mean, over their finances, their economy. That's the smartest way to go to war with Vladimir Putin. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, welcome back everybody, glad you're here. Oh my goodness, yes! It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Why am I excited? I'm not excited because I have a job. Yeah, I've created my job. I don't need Donald Trump to have my job. I'm not saying I'm overly paid. I'm well paid. But that's not the point. You're listening. You got a bunch of other folks listening. And let me tell you something. This little old black dude that nobody knew 8-9 years ago now is nationally syndicated radio. I have a deal with Fox. I'm not bragging about this. I'm just telling you what you've helped me accomplish, and the reasons why is manifested itself in one five-letter word called Trump. All that we work for is boiled down to one five-letter word. A guy that we got into office, a person that we said, let's take all these tiny voices, let's make a few of them bigger, 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 and then suddenly let's have one big voice that speaks for us, and it happens to be Donald Trump. He doesn't represent, metaphorically he represents us all. I don't want to put it all in his basket because it doesn't belong there. It belongs to you. You are the reason that people haven't invaded our shores. You are the reason why leftism was thwarted. You are the reason why the United States remains the country where everybody wants to come. Are we the prettiest? No, but we're the girl you want to bring home to mom. We're not the high maintenance chick that say Dubai is, right? We don't need all the glitz and the glamour because we know underneath the makeup, she looks good. And that she is you. You are the reason that world economies are now beginning to align. You are the reason for Brexit. You are the reason that leftism, socialism around the world is now being thwarted. You are the reason that there will be less wars than there were 5 years ago. I know what the Bible says. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and there will be, because you will always have leftists. You will have despots. You will have people like Barack Obama and his ilk who will do anything to have power. And you thwarted it. I don't know how long. I don't know how many generations we've helped. We can only do so much in our time, but we've done it. And I want to talk about it from the standpoint of domestic policy, because we got the jobs report. And let me tell you something, folks. The left never, under Barack Obama, looked forward to the jobs report. They never wanted to see it. They hoped and prayed, oh, please, let it be a good one. Let somebody out there, some rich white man, have done it for Barack Obama. And occasionally, oh, we had 200,000 jobs, Craig, this month. And congratulations to you, Barack Obama. And you know what he would always follow that up with? In the private sector. And it wasn't because Barack Obama did such a great job in the private sector. It was because some white dudes got together and said, how do we bail this silly Negro out? And they did. But it was too little too late. Because all he made, if you want to give Barack Obama credit for jobs, let me tell you, menial jobs that wouldn't pay the bills, which is why Barack Obama and the leftists wanted to come up with what? Anybody? The livable wage of $15 an hour, which was only going to compound problems. Why? Because you now don't have an underclass of trainees. You don't have youngsters that can go get jobs, high school jobs, jobs, you know, that you had for the summer, that kind of thing. No apprenticeships. How can you be an apprentice at $31,000 a year? Not including SG&A, which is your burden, meaning not including your Social Security matching funds and whatever other benefits that the company has to give you. You are a $40,000 employee and you're wet behind the ears. But that's what the left did. And not to mention, how about hurting the poor? You double the minimum wage and you have cut the dollar in half of every poor person in America who's on a fixed income. You've doubled, you have effectively made them homeless. Do you think the left even considered this? Idiots. Just go tell them that. The next time somebody talks to you about, well, we need a $15 an hour minimum wage, and you go, okay, so effectively we're doubling the minimum wage. Ask them what it does to the poor. Fixed income, no possibility. That's what you'll get. Well, yeah. Yeah, what? Ought to pop you in your lips. They never look forward to an Obama jobs report. That's when the scrambling began for them. How do we spin it? Oh my gosh, it's plus or minus 100,000. You know it's plus, girlfriend. Okay, 50,000 jobs. It's 150,000. Up, strike that. 150,000 jobs were created. Oh, but it could have been negative. Maybe it was negative 50,000. Maybe we lost 50,000 because it's plus or minus. Go read the report. It tells you right there. It puts it right in front of your face. It says plus or minus 100,000. Let me tell you, when Donald Trump says he's creating jobs and it's plus or minus 100,000, add 100,000 because he probably created more than they want to tell you. The number of employed Americans, people, pay attention now. I'm about to preach. Somebody give me my handkerchief. I left it in the reverend's office. The number of employed Americans hit a record 153,168,000 in June. These are the latest numbers. There were 245,000 more Americans, plus or minus 100,000, who gained employment over the month, and more individuals joined the labor force as well. Let me translate for you white folks out there that don't know if you made the right decision getting rid of the black man and putting in a white man. The white dude, plus or minus 100,000, created 245,000 jobs. And that includes people that have now started looking again. So here's my point. The unemployment number is probably still going to drop, even though more people are looking for jobs. You know how good it is out there. Let me just tell you. Let me put it in perspective. Black people are looking for jobs. I know. Yeah. The number rose, baby. There were 361,000 more Americans who joined the labor force in June. 170,000 fewer people left the labor force. From May to June, the number of those in the labor force grew from 159,784,000,000 to 160,145,000. I don't know if I got that right, but 159,784,000 to 160,145,000. It's 170,000 fewer people that left. They're still looking. The number of Americans not participating in the labor force declined. I'm not going to give you the numbers because they're too big and you're not going to worry about them anyway. The labor force participation rate, which is a percentage of the population that has a job or is actively looking for one in the past month, increased slightly by 0.1%. So in other words, more people are looking for jobs. As I said earlier, more people are looking for jobs, but it won't impact the unemployment number negatively because Donald Trump created 245,000 plus or minus 100,000 jobs, and I will guarantee you this. When they revise these numbers in the next week or so, they will revise them up. It will be more than 245,000. It'll end up being, we got it wrong. It was 298,000. Shh, don't tell anybody. Now, if Barack Obama's numbers were ever revised up, and they rarely were, maybe once in his 8 years, twice, I'll be generous, twice, they made a big deal about it. With Donald Trump, they'll hide it. They'll put it on page 20. He's already done it. The dude's been in office now, 5 months, 6 months max, something like that, 6 months? Let me tell you something. They've revised it up in at least 3 of the months. Go back, I dare you. Go back, you leftists that monitor my show. I'm happy you're out there. But you go back and do yourself a favor for those of you who think Barack Obama was a rock star, and you look at his first 6 months of job creation, and you look at Donald Trump's first 6 months, and you put them side by side, and you tell me, who's your daddy? I already know the answer. Yep. Anyway, the unemployment rate for all Americans, they say, increased from 4.3% to 4.4%. Don't believe that. Unemployment is exactly where it is, and I told you guys even beforehand, I said theoretically things will get worse before they get better. In other words, the number of people that will now go back into the labor force looking for jobs will increase because they will actually have the ability to go look for jobs, but Trump's absorbing it. For all intents and purposes, we are at equilibrium, but let me tell you something, people, it's only going to get better. And that's why I said today's show should be dedicated to, I feel sorry for the left. Except I don't. They need a lesson. They need a good, hard, swift kick in the butt multiple times because they've been running things and getting nothing for it. And now we've got somebody that knows what they're doing. Let's make them eat some crow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.